Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said if God sends us a stony path, He provides us with strong shoes. Once more, we appreciate the opportunity of coming your way with our Bible Meditations program. And we hope that as we study the Bible from day to day, that it will enhance our day, make our life better before God and before man. All right, let's get to our study. You know, of all the books that are written in the New Testament, there's one that fascinates us with the fact that it was written beginning originally with another topic, but then turned to a topic that is most important. There are just 25 verses in this short book. It was written by Jude, and by inspiration, Jude began to tell what he intended to write about, and then reminded us that he didn't write about that because he was led by the Spirit of God to tell about something else. What he had in mind was to speak concerning the common salvation. However, the Spirit of God led him, as he wrote his book, to write about the departures that were happening in his day, as well as departures that you and I see in our world even today, but departures from the truth, and therefore he needed to teach about false doctrine. All right, let's read a couple of verses from this, and as we look at it, I believe we'll get the impression very clearly that God is guiding the writing of Jude, and Jude is writing just what God wanted him to write. Look at verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. You can see in this verse the change of subject. He was going to tell us about the common salvation. Now, certainly that would have been a great theme, and that would have been something important to people to learn about the common salvation. However, there was a more needful thing that he needed to write about, and that is concerning some who were departing from the faith. Now, I realize that people today would rather not hear anything that is negative, and there are people in the world today who say, well, when you talk about false doctrine, you need to just leave that alone and don't mention anything about false teaching or false ideas. Well, God, by His Spirit, did not see that that's the case. We're living in an age where political correctness has ordered a number of people in a direction that really is detrimental to their spiritual welfare. It's quite obvious that the Bible speaks in a negative way in regard to some of the things that are being taught by men and women. And so those who teach false doctrine find condemnation in the Word of God. The political correct position says this: it doesn't make any difference what you say. It doesn't make any difference what somebody else believes. You just simply believe what you want to believe and don't at any time refer to that which is believed by another as being that which is false. Well, we thus put approval on any action or any teaching that is done by someone round about us. That may be the easy way to get along, but friends, what we're really doing in that is giving endorsement to a way that is not the Lord's way. Does the Lord have many different ways to be saved? Many different ways to go to heaven? Or is it true when Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The idea that everybody has a right to his own way, well, certainly the government of our country at this time is providing the opportunity for a person to believe what he wants to believe and to go in whatever direction he wants to go. However, that doesn't mean that God gives that blanket endorsement to anything and everything that is being taught. Paul, when he wrote to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 10, made note of the fact that someone had told him there was division among the brethren. Now, did he say, that's all right, everybody has a right to their own view? Or did he point out that he wanted all men to speak the same thing, to be of the same mind and of the same judgment? The idea is very clear. Paul did not endorse just everybody doing what they wanted to do in religion. He made it very clear there is a right and there is a wrong. Now, when we look at the book of Jude, in harmony with that, Jude says, I wanted to talk about the common salvation. But I had to take time to tell you to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. If you'll read carefully the rest of the book of Jude, you'll find that Jude pointed out that there was false doctrine, error, being taught round about him. That's also true in our world today, isn't it? In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2, John tells us, or this is 2 John rather, he tells us that we need to be careful because there is false doctrine, there are false teachings being done in our world round about us. And therefore, we must be aware of the fact that this false teaching is around us. That simply means we must speak out against error, and we must do all that we can to earnestly contend for that which is right. Well, in our study this week, we'd like to just talk to you a little bit about the idea of speaking for truth and speaking out against error. We appreciate your listening, and we'd like to remind you that it was Jesus who said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.